blessings of the Most Holy Trinity be with you. I'm Father John Carafi, and today is the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Body of Christ. I'm going to speak to you about the greatest gift that a loving God ever gave to His beloved children, Himself. We know that the Eucharist is a word which means to give thanks. And the great thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father is Jesus, the Father's Son. The Eucharist is something that we're familiar with. We assist at the sacrificial offering of the Most Holy Eucharist on Sunday, some of us every day. And today it would do us well to consider what this really is. The Eucharist isn't something. The Eucharist is somebody. His name is Jesus Christ. And in order to gain insight, we go back to the Old Testament. We remember the slavery of the chosen people in Egypt. We remember that God told Moses that they are to offer a sacrifice, the Paschal Lamb. We recall that the blood of the Lamb is what saved the people of God. That blood was placed on the doorposts and the lintels of their houses, and the destroying angel passed over those houses, but the firstborn of man and beast alike was taken. We look towards the New Testament then. That was a prefigurement of the sacrifice of Christ, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, our sacrifice, our Lamb, our Savior. Jesus was born to die. In the fullness of time, after God had sent forth His only Son, born of a woman, that Son, that Savior, went to a cross. He experienced His passion, His death, and His resurrection. That's what the Eucharist is about. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, every time we assist at Holy Mass, we enter in to this one only sacrifice of Christ. We enter into the Paschal mystery, we make it present. That's what happens at Mass. It's a great event, the greatest event that takes place in the universe. And so we enter into the passion, the death, and the resurrection of Christ. At Mass, at the consecration, at those tremendous words, take this, all of you, and eat it. Take this, all of you, and drink. The words of consecration, at that time, simple bread and wine are transformed, they're changed in their very essence, the substance. And bread and wine becomes literally, literally, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. This is what we receive at Holy Communion. This is what we adore. Oh yes, God is really present many ways. God is present in all the universe in virtue of His power as God. Jesus, who is God, is present in His Word, Sacred Scripture. He is really present in the ministers of the sacraments. He is really present in you and in me. But the real presence in the Eucharist is something altogether different. The real presence in the Eucharist is a true, and here's the punchline, the key word, a substantial presence. And in the presence of the Lord, that substantial presence, we bow down and adore Him. The body of Christ, we receive Him, and He integrates us. He puts us back together. He strengthens us. He makes us holy through the power of His Spirit. This is the Eucharist, the sacrament of unity. And when we receive the Eucharist, if we're well disposed, what happens is we become who we are. The body of Christ. This is Corpus Christi. Jesus Himself becoming one with the members of His church, filling us with grace and with power. And so it is indeed with great thanksgiving on this tremendous day, this feast of Corpus Christi, that we thank the Father and we thank Him through, with, and in His only begotten Son, the God who so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish. And so we invite you to think about this, to meditate upon this, And we ask God to bless you. May He bless you indeed, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.